What's it been like playing with Brian?
Yeah, it's been really good. He's played a lot in the NHL, so he knows what he's doing, and he's a so smart player, and he can score also. So it's been nice to have him in our line, and I think he's been a big help for me and Nikki.
You know, a lot of times if you're the first or second overall pick, you can play on a team that's bereft of talents. You're kind of, it's you and no one else. You've played on a line so far this year with Ehlers and Wheeler and Scheifele and Little. Do you feel kind of lucky, the situation that you've landed in?
Yeah, I think so. I think this was the right place for me. And here's just so much talent and enough experience and just being able to play with awesome guys, and I think that's the part of my success so far. And I have to give credit to my line mates.
You set up Brian for a winner the other day. How does it compare, making a play or scoring the winner yourself?
It's the same feeling when the team wins. So that's always the same good feeling. But I think it's nice to let other people score the game winner, and it's just awesome to pass the winning goal, but it's obviously nice to score that too.
You want to be known as more than just a shooter, right?
Yeah, I know that I can be a playmaker too, but I think everybody's just talking about my shot, so I think I wasn't surprised when I made the play, but I think everybody else was. Yeah.
I hear there's been some bugging of Ehlers that he hasn't been able to score. The guy's putting up points like crazy, but he can't score. Do you take a guy like him under your wing and show him how to do it?
Yeah, we just have to start with the basics. He can't score on the PlayStation 2, so I think we have to do something. But I think he's a good player. When he scores the one goal, it's just he will score a lot more. I know that. So I think maybe next practice we have to stay and practice those breakaways and a little bit of stuff like that.